Well, I would have to make this journey all alone, without an offensive line. Was I scared? Not at all. Okay, let's put it this way. Any dog in his right mind would have been worried about making such a journey. So, yes, I felt some concern. To be honest, I was pretty nervous about it. But you know what drove me onward? The picture in my mind, the glowing picture of my beloved Sardina Bandana waving goodbye as tears splashed down her cheeks. That's the kind of vision that drives a dog to endure all kinds of danger and hardship. Even so, there was little room for mistakes or miscalculations. Even a tiny error in navigation could land me into a confrontation with bloodthirsty cannibals. And, well, we certainly didn't need that. I would have to plot my strategy down to the tiniest of dovetails. Would you be interested in seeing my plan? It's highly classified information, but maybe it wouldn't hurt if we gave you a little peek. Let's step into the map room and study a chart of the ranch and surrounding territory. Okay, here we are at the feed shed on the west end of ranch headquarters. Directly to the west of the feed shed, we have this fence running north and south, separating the home pasture from the horse pasture. The home pasture gets its name from the fact that the home of Loper and Sally Mae sits pretty much in the center of it. And the horse pasture was so named because that's where we keep the horses. If we kept black cows in that pasture, we might call it the black cow pasture. But we don't, so we don't. It's kind of complicated, but the thing to remember is that the horses stay in the horse pasture. Okay, notice that the creek winds its way through the horse pasture. An ordinary dog making a trek across this pasture on a scorching hot summer day would follow the creek, right? Of course he would. Why? Because trees grow along the creek, and an ordinary dog would be interested in staying in the shade, sparing himself from being broiled alive in the glare of the sun. But that brings us to the kernel of the nutshell. If dogs crave the shade of graceful cottonwood trees, who else do you suppose might be spending the afternoon loafing in the shade along the creek? Coyotes. Which is precisely why I had made my generous offer to move Drover up to the varsity. In the event that we blundered into the afternoon camp of some cannibals, having Drover up there on the offensive line would open up a few options, so to speak. But Drover had blown that opportunity, so maybe you're beginning to see the outlines of my new game plan. Instead of following the creek, I would set a new course. Here, look at the map. Set a course 200 yards north of the creek. As you can see, the new course would deny me the luxury of walking in the shade, but it would also deny lounging cannibals the luxury of eating me. Pretty shrewd, huh? You bet. And now you've had an inside look at my plan for this mission. Stick to the high ground, endure the glare of the sun, and avoid nasty confrontations with cannibals along the creek. I was ready.